As you heard a moment ago, we've got a series of Come See Me reports happening because the Come See Me Festival starts this Thursday with the parade. But there are some events that you need to go ahead and sign up for now to make sure you're good to go. And that includes the road race. And we have got road races. It's more than just one race. It's three races, actually. But we have the team leaders for the road race joining us here, Chris Artis and Kenny Knopf. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Well, you know, both of you know a thing or two about running. You're heavily involved with the Northwestern cross country teams as well as the track and field. So this makes a perfect segue into the road races. The Come See Me Road Race is on Saturday, April the 18th. The big question is, folks can still register today, tomorrow, even on Saturday race day, and kind of take us through what that looks like and what do folks need to do.
Sure. So you can register. You can go through the comeseeme.org website, and there's a little link for all the events for Come See Me, and road races is one of them. If you want to go directly to it, you can go to raceroster.com, and you can search for the Come See Me races. And I believe you can register up until 7:45 on the day of for the 5K and 10K. The fun run is actually free. We don't have to register, but we do encourage you to, just so it kind of helps us out with numbers, because the fun run participants, if you're under 12, get a little medal at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And so we like to make sure we have enough for everybody.
So that's the sign up for folks who want to run. Kenny, what about folks that say, I'm not a runner, but I want to support people because I like to cheer people on when they're running. Where are you on volunteers? Are you still looking for volunteers?
Still looking for volunteers. Go to Come See Me. There's a volunteer link there. We just ask you to show up a few minutes early. We'll get you on the course and just point and cheer and direct traffic a little bit, but okay. just supporting community. If you want to do, you can walk the 5K. Mm-hmm. A lot of walkers do it all the time. Just a good way to get a little bit of exercise during that process.
Kenny and Chris, if no one has, or if we have listeners and they haven't ever run a race, but this is their very first one, what kind of encouragement or what would you tell them to expect on race day when they show up?
Well, first thing I always tell people is get there early, just because we're going to have about 800 people kind of converging on the Coliseum. But I will say that, and we've talked about with Northwestern, you're going to expect a very encouraging atmosphere. Everybody cheers one another on. Everybody's encouraging everybody. Yeah, so everybody's positive. Usually with the Come See Me races and in Rock Hill, you get a lot of people just encourage you on the course. We run through some of the neighborhoods, up behind Winthrop or the lake. And you just get a lot of encouragement from the community and your fellow runners.
I will say, for a lot of people, this is usually their first road race, the Come See Me Road Race. I guess they're all in their feels with the Come See Me Festival, and they like it. But to your point, they're comfortable with the routes, and I know you will kind of describe the route to us here in a second. It's the Come See Me Festival. You are surrounded by so many folks. I mean, obviously, there are going to be some winners, and you do get some prizes, but for the most part, what a great way to continue to celebrate the Come See Me Festival. With that being said, we do have three races. You got the fun run, which is a mile, correct?
Correct.
Approximately a mile, yes.
What's the route for that?
That essentially goes around Winthrop Blake. So we start kind of on that road leading to between the softball fields and baseball fields, and you go down around the lake and back.
Then after that, you've got the 5 and 10K. They start at the same time, but they follow the same course to a point, and then they break off. So kind of take us what that course looks like.
Yep, they go around the lake, come out one side of the lake, go out the back through the subdivision there. The 10K will go to the left. 5K will turn to the right. Go up to Charlotte.
Go up to Charlotte. 5K goes to Charlotte, then Myrtle, and comes back to the Coliseum.
Yep. And 10K will go left down Charlotte by the YMCA. You're going to pass the YMCA, turn left to go by Clincairn Gardens, go around Clincairn Gardens. And
that's for the 10K.
That's the 10K. Perfect.
And it's very well marked.
It really
is.
So
let people know, because hearing that, like, go left, go right, like, thinking, oh my gosh, I need to know where I'm going, but it's going to be very well marked.
Yep.
Well, we'll have volunteers at all the turns. Okay. We also have great support from the Rock Hill Police and Winthrop Police, so they'll be at intersections. Yeah. So there'll be people out there kind of helping make sure everybody's
safe. You
don't
want people to be nervous.
Safety is a big part. Yeah. As you know, we work with children and kids, they run through campus, so making sure everything's marked, visible, Make sure nobody gets lost and everybody's accounted for. So,
yeah, the only thing that seems to always be it where people slow down is when they branch off from the 10K mm-hmm. goes one way, the 5K goes another. But there are many people there, I promise you, and there are signs that are very well marked. Mm-hmm. It's 5K there and 10K there. But, hey, if you get confused and run the wrong race, it's all right. You're going to be surrounded by supportive people regardless.
Speaking from someone who's done this before.
I've been lost on many routes before, and I've made many friends.
He meant to run a 5K and ran more like a 12K.
That's exactly okay. It. And then some. What's in store for those that are very competitive, that do want to run? There are winners as part of this race.
Sure. So for the 10K, the overall winner, I think we have $100 gift cards for the 10K. For 5K, both male and female, we have $50 gift cards. But then we have age group awards as well that go three deep, and they get a nice travel tumbler with the Come See Me logo on it. It's really cool. We like those.
Well, we know with the Come See Me Festival, there are the major sponsors that sponsor the festival, and there are sponsors that sponsor the individual events. And these sponsors, my goodness, they help make everything more affordable and give you a chance to list your sponsors for your event for the road races.
Sure. So we definitely want to thank for the race sponsors, First Bank, First Community Bank, Empire Pizza, which is going to be providing the pizza for us. Haint Blue, a design company, R&J of the Carolinas, Schiller and Hamilton, Trip Leitner Orthodontics, and Walk to Campus Properties.
Perfect. In terms of picking up your bib and your packet, you can do that on Friday and Saturday. What does that look like on Friday, and what does it look like on Saturday?
Sure. On Friday, it's actually going to be at the Charlotte Running Company out there in Riverwalk from 2:30 to 6:30. And then on Saturday morning, starting at 7 a.m. at the Winthrop Farm. And then I think we'll do a packet pickup and registration from 7 to 7:45.
Perfect. Well, come on out and participate in the Come See Me Road Races. Again, if this is your first ever race, or you're maybe you took some time off from racing, you want to get back in, I think this is one of the best courses to do so. You get a really nice medal and a shirt, and just surrounded by some just great folks that are cheering you on. And if you're competitive, hey, it's very steep. That is a very hilly course. It is. Yeah. Looks can be deceiving a little bit. Rock Hill is not always flat. And this route, when you especially go around the Winthrop Lake, you go down and you go up
and
you go. Those neighborhoods wander all over the place.
Well.
So keep that in mind. But it's a lot of fun. So come on out, support the Come See Me Festival, support your friends and neighbors. You could do the 1 mile fun run or the 5 and 10K races. And if you don't want to race, but you want to support, you can certainly sign up as a volunteer. They're taking anybody and everybody who wants to support this year's festival.
You can point. We'll take it.
That's it. That's it. Chris Artis and Kenny Knopf, thank you both so much for what you're doing and being for team leaders for Come See Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 AM 1340. We are the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.